This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so imagine this for me for just one second. You're getting ready to finish up your MBA, ready to take on the business world, maybe revolutionize some stuff, maybe run your own company. But the startup world just isn't looking so great. According to PitchBook, investors put more than $170 billion into startups last year, which is, of course, a lot of money, but that's a 30% drop from 2022. So maybe instead of being a founder, you decide to look around for an existing company that you can just buy instead. Nell Gologli wrote in the New York Times the other day about these aspiring CEOs and how they go about raising what are called search funds. Nell, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Kai. Happy to be here.
So how do these things work? Because, you know, I've been doing this a while and I've yet to really hear of them.
Yeah. You know, I sort of had the same conclusion. I was on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago, as one does who's sort of a business nerd like myself, and had seen that someone had launched something that seemed sort of like an investment fund, but wasn't exactly that. And as I did some digging, I uncovered that what I was reading about was a quote unquote search fund, which is basically a pool of money that an entrepreneur can raise from investors in order for that entrepreneur to spend a couple of months to a couple of years looking for a company and then acquiring that company and ultimately running it as CEO. But the kind of funny thing is that they're often don't have a long track record in running a company or a business. Oftentimes they've only had a few years of experience.
You know, it's funny, you use the word entrepreneur, which to my mind, and I imagine the minds of many, sort of implies somebody who has an idea, scratches together some money, starts a company, and does it that way. So this is not that.
This is not that. This is sort of the shortcut to that.
Right,
it's the idea of taking somebody else's really good idea and identifying that, and if you can cobble the money together, taking over the company from there.
When the producer on this piece, Sarah, brought this up in our morning editorial meeting a week or two ago, my gut reaction was, man, this sounds really bro-y, right? Because business schools are kind of bro-y, and that sort of is what this smacks of. So what you have is a bunch of young, mostly male Masters of the Universe business school students going out and convincing people to give them money to let them buy companies, right? That's what this is.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong that it takes a certain amount of kind of confidence and perhaps a bit of broiness to be able to say, hey, I don't have a lot of experience running a business. Maybe I've spent a few years doing some work before my MBA, but I believe I have the capacity to be a real leader. So, hey, investors, pick me to do this.
And in some cases, they do. What kinds of companies are usually the target of acquisition, as it were?
Yeah, so companies that they're looking for are already profitable, have recurring revenue, often in sort of the $5 to $10 million range. So you can think about the landscaping business or waste management business or HVAC in not necessarily a big city. It could be, you know, Toledo, Ohio, as an example. So that's sort of the typical acquisition target.
I don't want to falsely romanticize this, but it does seem a little bit like not wanting to do the work of entrepreneurship, right? They just want to run something. And as you said early on, are sort of taking a shortcut.
You know, I think that the shortcut is certainly a shortcut to the CEO seat.
Yeah.
But I will say we have at this point a sort of generation of quote unquote baby boomers who are nearing retirement or already at the stage of retirement, many of whom might not have a next of kin or an heir for their company. And so what these searchers are doing is saying, hey, we want to promote that longevity of those companies and give those owners a chance to retire with a good sum of money that they can exit with. Mm-hmm. So that rather than a sort of shortcut to a CEO position, they're really providing kind of the next handoff to this generation of small businesses that are in many ways the bedrock of today's economy.
Yeah. And these searchers, as you call them, which totally fits, it's okay with them that they don't have the passion. They just want to run something. They want to be CEO and that's what they're going to do.
Correct. And, you know, you speak to them and if you were to talk to them about kind of where's your passion, you know, they'll say the passion is really in the leadership of the ability to sort of take on a company and be able to grow it with a more sort of organic growth year over year.
Right. And it's not about building a better mousetrap. It's just about running a company, right?
Exactly.
Nuggle Ogley at the New York Times. Thanks, Nell. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Kai. Have a good one.